Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
He looked like he had been through hell and back. And he's like, I saw things nobody should ever see.
He goes, have you ever seen The Godfather? And I was like, oh, fuck, say no more.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh,
I don't think you've ever looked better. Home, home on the range. Stars just like us. I mean, Beth Dutton meets
white trash. Who? I mean, I am just a
white snake video.
I am a poster child for, I don't know. Like, this is my Target. I only wear Target, the ranch. I don't do my hair anymore. I just throw on a hat. I'm disgusting. You're lucky that I put on some lipstick. Lipstick on a pig. Get over here.
How's your acne update? I had to go on antibiotics.
I had my neckne finally cleared up. For those of you that are new to the podcast, this podcast will cover a few things. Aaron being a new mom, me being on a ranch, our acne at age 40, respectively. And that's kind of all the things that we talk about, which gets us to one of our headlines. I'm just going to jump right into our headlines because it has to do with a pimple.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a lot to discuss on this podcast. Everyone settle in, grab a cocktail and stay a while. So this headline says, my Hinge date was going so well, then he asked to pop my pimple. Rebecca, who goes by Becca, was taken aback and humbled when an unidentified man, I always love that, unidentified man asked to extract the blemish on her forehead. I never use apps, and if I do, I will mindlessly scroll, blah, blah, blah. The pair's second meeting, including breakfast and a walk in Central Park, she was surprised about how much she liked him. Okay, let's just end it there. Have you ever had Jarrett pop a pimple for you?
Oh, no.
Wait, I heard Mac a baby in the background. Mac wants to weigh in already.
Yeah, Mac's got a couple on his cheek right now. I was like, you're mommy's boy. No, but I will say, because mine, I wear everything right here, like on my mouth, like below my chin. That is my area.
From your chin strap? What's it from? I mean,
I don't know. It's just, I think it's hormonal. Thick. So, but he has it all on his, like, doesn't currently, but if he were to ever break out, it is on his back. And that has everything to do with wearing a jersey forever and equipment. But I like to think I am a full-blown dermatologist. I get my tools, Q-tips, and that little like extractor thing. There was a time, I kid you not, he had a mother of one. It was when he was playing, we were dating, and I was like, can I just get this? And he's like, yeah. It exploded. Like
on your
a
face?
Mac stole diaper on my face, almost in my eye, convinced myself I was going to get pink eye. And I started screaming, oh my God, oh my God. And he turned around, he's like, what? And I had it all like by my eye.
Nope. Nope. And I love...
Still married him.
Well, you know, there's a lot to love about Jared. We can overlook the... where's Dr. Pimple Popper when we need her? By the way, I'm not ready sometimes her. When I scroll through our calm down thing.
I know.
And all of a sudden one's there and I'm like, oh my God, it's breakfast. I mean, I am busy eating eggs. I am not ready
cream
for this
corn.
Yet.
Cream corn.
My God, put the sour cream away. I... The sad... Like Jane Goodall. Like she's like going through like gorillas yeah. is on the back getting bugs off. I love popping pimples of my own. Ugh. I like the satisfaction that I get when I, especially a blackhead, and then I don't leave yeah. a mark. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so good. Like, I get it why people like doing that. I have had Steve do it before. This is when I know, like, I love someone.
He's
I'm
the
like,
one.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Cause I'm like, thank you. Or I've pointed out, like, he has one. He's like, nope, I don't pick my face like you pick yours. I go to town. So I
go
have,
to town.
I always get them on my jawline, which, wait, stop mm-hmm. me if you've heard this before. Maybe the outfit will tell you that I have too much testosterone in my system. I know, we're all shocked. And so I'm on a spironolactone, which, you know, I like talk about all the time. I don't know why yep. someone didn't introduce me. If ladies and gentlemen, if you have acne, ask your dermatologist if you're not adverse to antibiotics. Of course, consult with the doctor before taking any medication. Right. Warning, warning. Spironolactone changed my life. Like, I still get them, but not as bad as they used to. And I've had 10 yeah. freaking rounds of Accutane, which God knows what that did to my insides.
Ugh, I know.
Anywho.
So what do you think about this story, though, with the guy?
I think
from
it's
the
fantastic.
App, just pip- you do?
Absolutely. I'm not wasting time. If I can't have a guy be honest with me and I then go into the bathroom and there's something in my teeth or if there's a pimple, I will. You and I, you're the same way. You'd be like, dude, did you not want to tell me that I have a massive zit? I'm
it's
into
true.
It. I think it's great.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I think you get up okay. close and personal right away. Yep.
Yeah. I just need to know how big the zit was. Like, did it have like a lot of a whitehead? Was it a little tiny, like one little one that you can do really quickly, like in between the first and second quarter?
Which Aaron has done.
Sure.
You're not worried sure. that it like back on camera or you just put your microphone like this and you're like, guys.
I always put my microphone like this. I mean, I have an epic picture of Greg Olsen and I when Greg was with the Panthers. They were getting ready to play the New England Patriots, got their ass kicked on Thursday Night Football. Sorry, Coach Rivera, Cam Newton, and Greg. I had, of and course, company. On my jaw, I had a monster of one that I was like, oh my God. And I looked at Greg like this the whole time I was talking to him on the
Stop.
Field.
Stop.
And I have a picture walking with him on the field and I'm like this.
No.
Which, by the way, I had my hair, wait for it, half up, half down. And the part of it was like on the side, like.
I've
ridiculous.
Had bangs before to cover up my acne. I'm not kidding because like that's how much I'm like, I or done these strands right here. And someone's like, do you want to move the hair off your face? No, it's perfectly positioned. Thank you though for asking.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about going on a date with a guy. And let's talk about
sweating. I'm sweating so bad.
Is that the spironolactone?
Oh my God. No, it's not the conversation either. Maybe it's the fact this house has no AC. I smell,
I know,
in the words of Aaron Andrews, ripe. And Steve's right. buying a fucking air conditioner. Every time we turn around, we're at Home Depot. He buys another one. I'm like,
I love that.
This, I'm free. It's freezing. And then I'm sweating. I'm freezing.
Hot.
Oh my God. And he's moving them around. And I'm like, oh my God. Literally, he's going upstairs. He's going over here. He's going in the living room. I'm like, he's rolling it on the thing. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Wait, where are we?
This Anyways. Isn't a headline, but it's how I feel. Like, literally controls my life, my traveling, my home life is air conditioning. If it's not going well, it's
oh,
my
God.
Life. Like, you would think I have 50 cystic zits on my chin. I mean, the world is not right. It's all I talk about. It's
you
what my
Steve.
Husband wants to divorce me over. I mean, I'm constantly walking up to the vent. I'm playing with the thing. Jared's like, oh my God. I don't even want to call her our nanny. She's become like one
Family,
of my loves,
yeah.
my best friend, my yeah. angel. I don't even want to go into Angel Connie's room yeah. anymore. And today I walked in to grab the baby and she goes, why are you in here? And I go, I just want to come down. I can't go in her room because it's warm and it pisses me off. I stand under her vent and I like, and then I stand on like a piece of furniture to feel it. I'm obsessed.
You and Steve then, because I'm telling you, the middle of the night, this guy's rolling around the air conditioning unit to each room. And I'm like, it's fine. He's like, it's not fine. He has to be like freezing for it to be fine. How many times did I say fine? Fine, we'll move on.
Fine.
Right. What were you going to say?
Karma is my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this was a little headline last week because A, we love him a lot.
Love.
Max Dole's new godfather, Travis Kelce. Yes. Kidding, not really. will you do it, Trav?
He'd be an unbelievable god. Imagine the first birthday party present he would send then.
Forget that. House. Imagine the outfit he'd wear to the first birthday party.
Right.
I'd have it when he was not in camp and he's walking in with his glasses and his Louis Vuitton cologne and all my single girlfriends. Like, the bouncy house would be, it. All right, let's move on. Okay, so Travis explained on his New Heights podcast. Thanks for the invite, Travis and Jason, for being on that. He was disappointed because he went to the concert in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And she said, I was disappointed that she doesn't talk before or after her shows because she has to save her voice for the 44 songs she sings. So I was a little quote unquote butthurt. I didn't get to hand her one of the bracelets I made for her. Basically on his friendship bracelet, he had his phone number in hopes of giving it to the single singer. Here's the thing.
Yes.
I'm going to say this. Somebody tweeted us, and I don't know if you saw it, be like, don't be sad, Travis, especially when you have Aaron and Carissa throwing game at you. We're not throwing game at him.
He's like our brother at this point.
He's like our hot older brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I'm older. That sucks.
Anyway. We're older than everyone. These are children we're covering now.
Yeah. My God. And he's just a good friend.
I got excited when Drizzly asked for my ID at the door the other day, and I was like, I haven't been carded. They go, well, we ask everyone. I was like, oh, well, you could have returned.
Shut up. Leave that out. So I'm not going to leave this out. Taylor, I don't know what you are doing in your life right now besides rocking the world. Or rocking the United mm-hmm. States with this amazing, amazing concert that I'm bummed out I'm not going to be able to make this summer in LA. But I will say this. If you are looking for a guy, if you want a good time. Oh, yeah, no, it was Mac. Please try our friend Travis. He is fantastic.
I mean, four quarters. I mean, this is not a first half.
It's a little late now, right? Because he's in the middle of camp. He's punching people. Just kidding. He's fine.
No.
But this is one, Taylor. I know we're not the best of friends. We're not even friends, but I consider you one. Take us up on this. Go on a date with this guy.
You would have
do it
the
for
greatest.
America.
Do it. I was just going to say, do it for yourself. Do it for us and do it for the people, because there's no one that would give you a better time than this guy. I mean, and I say that even like platonically, like if you're not interested romantically, just go on a date because, a time is to be had. I'm just trying
As to Travis Kelce likes to say, you got to fight for your right
to date him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think Taylor, if you have a hot second, try to find that friendship bracelet. You know what I mean?
Trav. What a guy. Let's open this up and we'll ask him when because he's agreed to come on our podcast with his brother at some point before the season starts. But I want to ask him what his perfect first date is. I can only imagine what that guy's doing. He's like at medieval times. He's like, come on, we're going to watch the ponies and have a stein of beer or something. Do they still have medieval times?
He's just picking up like a piece of meat with his hands.
What a guy.
What a guy. And you had teased it on the show and said he had a little gifty poo for his new godson.
Yes. Travis Kelce.
Is he insane?
Is so adorable. He was like, I want to get Aaron something. And so then it didn't work out what we were going to get you. But then this character, Aaron sends me a picture of we'll say it, because again, I now don't buy anything expensive because it just gets stolen. He buys Mac a Louis Vuitton outfit. I can't handle
it. That looks like
with the sweetest
he would
little
wear to a game.
Like it is, you have to post the picture because it's so freaking cute. And it's also like in the middle of like everything this guy's got going on, so thoughtful, sends it to where you are now, which is obviously like he has to ask for the address. He didn't ask me for the address, so I don't know how he got it. Anyways.
I know. I was so curious.
Yeah. So anyways, but the fact that he would do that, and I was like, you're just the best. Anyways, this is our huge pro Travis moment, but Taylor, he will buy your children amazing clothing. And even if you don't have children, he'll buy your friends' children amazing clothes.
And you will write a fantastic song about him. We'll help you with some of the lyrics. He smells so good.
We'll work on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'll fall in love with him. And here's another headline. This woman fell in love with her mugger. You heard me. Mugger.
This is crazy. Not mother. Mugger.
Her in the street. I'm going to tell you right now who I'm not falling in love with. The five dudes that are outside my house on video. Which, by the way, if you guys are listening, we're on to you. I got a follow up on that, but I won't say more. Ooh. I'm not allowed to. Anyways, this is the headline.
Good. That means you really do have a follow up.
Yeah. I was walking down the street where he lives, and unfortunately, I was mugged. The woman identified as Emanuela told reporters while recounting their first, quote, first date at a media event. Her robber told his side of the story, saying, I was going through a difficult situation because I didn't have a woman, you know. When I saw her photo on the phone, so obviously he stole her phone, I said to myself, what a beautiful brunette. You don't see a brunette like that every day. The two are now reportedly dating for 2 years. They've been dating. I'm sorry, but like, if that's how you meet, that is the weirdest. I need more. Actually, I don't need more information on that.
That's like these crazies that write men that are in jail convicted, right? Like Scott Peterson or like all that. Like, what are you doing?
Nope.
Bye.
Nope. I can't. There's nothing. Actually, I totally retract my statement where I'm like, oh, I need more information. I have already heard enough. You're not dating the guy that tried to hurt you and steal from you. That's not how we should start off the relationship. That's normally how mine end. You know, I should have just had that fast forward at the beginning, and then it could save me a lot of time and money, you know? Anywho. Ugh,
I hate this, but I can't wait for the good news about your robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Suck it. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie. And whether we're headed out on a hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlansport.com.
Okay, this one, I know you weren't in a sorority. I was, but I saw the title. It was in the Wall Street Journal. Sorry, the headline, and I sent it to Ryan. This is crazy to me. Parents hire $4,000 sorority consultants to help daughters dress and impress during rush. What? I don't even have to read the rest of this story. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I went to the University of Florida. I rushed. I had no clue what I was doing.
The Greek system's huge there, right?
Greek system in the South is massive. Okay. It's like, and I guess it is, there's a show about it, but basically there is a woman that offers a $600 seminar for women and their mothers. What? Trying to learn the basics about getting into a sorority. $3,500 buys unlimited access to sorority mentors who advise. I'm a mentor. Guys, I'm a mentor and a mother. I was in a sorority. Just be cool. Who gives a crap? And by the way, if this is the way it's going in the South or with these sororities, what are we doing?
Yeah, it's like too competitive or something.
It shouldn't matter what you're wearing. It shouldn't matter. It should matter, you know, what you're into. If you're going to be a good sister, if you're super fun, if you are going to help out the community, volunteer. We're worried about a stylist for Rush.
That's sad. That's actually sad.
I don't like that this is happening.
Right. And maybe this is an outlier. I don't know. But I just think that that's sad that you would have to feel pressured. I mean, I guess it's like anything. And look, you want to make a good first impression, right? Like to a job interview, you wear a nice outfit. Or if you're going, you know, going on a first date or whatever it is. I get that you know, there's a little bit of that, you know, the outward appearance that you care about, but not the $4,000.
I didn't even have a stylist when I first started in the industry. I was dressing myself from Express and Ann Taylor.
Thank
and
you.
The we've Limited. What are we doing?
Thank you. BB. Thank God for Victoria. She gave me $5 from Fox's budget. And I was so excited when I got to go to BB and get a ruffle top.
Ooh.
I know.
A little sheer ruffle top from
Oh my
Bebe.
God. Is Bebe still a thing?
I don't know.
Is BB? I don't know, but I got so excited when I would wear those shirts. They're terrible. When Vicky sends me, Vicky is our wonderful stylist that works at Fox, but she sends me these like 10 years, she's like 10 years ago today, these flashback photos. And I was like, I'm not ready for some of the flashbacks that I've seen of myself. It has been a wild ride. What's the wild ride at Disneyland?
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
There we go.
You'll be on it with Mac.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You will.
Well, I can't wait to go with him. But anyway, so for this sorority thing, I think that's sad. And just be
so
yourself
sad.
Because, well, I'm not giving advice on getting into a sorority, but just in life.
And if this is what the sororities are expecting, I'll go out on a limb. Shame on you. This is not what it's all about. This is crazy.
I love you.
Everyone relax. Dial it down.
How do you feel? You know, so the other day I said, every time I turn around, Steve goes, how often are you turning around? Huh? You're always just turning around. You saying go out on a limb. How many times are you out on that limb, girl?
Like every day.
I love you.
I don't know. No idea. What do we got here on the menu? What are we doing today?
Okay, we have so many different things. So my new favorite segment on the Calm Down podcast is what Erin has learned as a mother. So Mac is officially 1 month old. Yay, Mac. 1 month over the baby. So what have we learned this week?
So our tip of the week from Angel Connie is Jarrett and I knew that we had a real poopy diaper to take care of this, not this week, but this was the lesson that we learned. So it was like, I'll help you. We're sitting here. We're together. We're not rushed. We're good to go. So we went over and our angel was downstairs going about her business. We were handling it. And she came up and said, did you guys do a diaper change? And we said, we did. And it went great. And she goes, I didn't even hear him screaming because I have to burp. Sorry, guys. He was screaming a little, which, by the way, getting my kid to burp is a big deal. It's like, does not happen. So anyways, he was, he kind of fusses sometimes when you do a diaper change, whatever. Hopefully he gets over that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we are doing the diaper change and we are doing it in the middle of a feeding because as Angel Connie would say, just like give him a little bit, you know, fill him up a little bit and then calm him down. You don't want to do the diaper change right when he's hungry and freaking out. So give him a little bit of food. So he's a little bit, you know, full. You fill the
tank. Let's put him in
a
position
bit.
To have some success. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Not screaming, crying, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. So we do that. So we go over to the changing table and we decide to, you know, change him. Well, what we did was laid him down, his head's to his side. We put his bottle in just a little bit, just the tip, so he can, you know, just get a little bit of the formula. Great. Good to go. Not crying. Poopy diaper. We're all set. She comes up. How come I didn't hear him crying? Right then and there, I knew we had been caught. For some reason, I was like, if this was an idea of hers, we would have been taught this already. I just looked at her and I was like, uh-oh. And Jarrett wouldn't even look at her. She said, what happened?
I love it. It's like, you're in trouble. Like the teacher has come and been like, why did you not finish your homework? Okay, got it.
We told her our idea about having the bottle there a little bit. And she goes, no. Why? Why can't we do that? She said, because what if you're in the middle of doing it? You open up his diaper. He's sucking on the bottle. All of a sudden, he's like choking from what's in the bottle. You're going to flip him up and shit goes everywhere. And then you're going to be freaking out. You got shit everywhere. She's right.
She's always right. Let's just go ahead and fast forward to that. She's always right. But you know what? Here, this, and as I'm sure you're learning, everything is trial and error. And obviously, she's an incredible resource for you. But it's good to make some of those mistakes, because guess who's not going to do that again?
Exactly.
You and Jared.
This crew. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie. And whether we're headed out on a hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
So what's been the hardest part in the first month, and what's been the best part about being a mom in the first month?
You have shit flying everywhere. That was one of her quotes
Shit's
of the week.
Flying.
And then you got shit flying everywhere. Hardest part, I would just say every single time you try something, you're wrong. You know, it's a lesson. We're in school right now. Every time we're trying something, it's wrong. Like, we had to go drive to the pediatrician this week, and I'm like trying to put him in the car seat and like click it in, and that's freaking hard. And then I'm like, you know, a little frustrated about whatever. And then I get in the car, and then she gets out of the car and closes my passenger side because I left it wide open, and I'm getting ready to pull out. It's just like,
yeah,
I'm learning every single time something new, and also patience, which I don't have much of.
I don't either. I have no patience.
And I don't really want to screw this kid up and be like the mother, because he seems so calm and so great. And I don't want to be the asshole that's like, and then the kid's like that, you know, because we can't have two of me in this house.
I was going to tell you though, and I think I've said this to you on the phone. If I haven't, then I'm going to reiterate it. I already see a difference in you though. Like, you are soft. You are. You're so like, you as a friend have always been incredible. And like, this is, you know, I've told you these things before, but like, especially in a crisis situation, like there's no one that I want near me. Like, there's no one I want near me. I like push everyone away except for like you. Cause like, you go into crisis mode. Like, when any of our friends have something, you're like, these are the resources, these are the things. And
it's a reporter
now,
in us.
seeing you as a mom, like you are softer and like there's just something that's like really sweet to watch from afar. You're not going to screw him up. And it's like your tenacity and like all the things that you went through to bring him here is he's not here if you don't keep fighting for him and do all those things. So all of those things are going to be incredible qualities that he has. And give yourself some grace. You have never been a mother before. Hello. And it's 1 month and he's alive. That's all that matters is like, he's here and you're doing great, babe.
You're doing great, sweetie.
I'm so proud of you. Seriously.
Steve left us the best video. I don't know if you saw it. He made Mac a video on his 1 month birthday of the Big Mac, his new NIL deal.
Hold on, because Steve didn't even know that while I was in Target, because Steve's rant, and we'll put it on our Calm Down podcast to give you guys some reference on what we're talking about. So Steve, my boyfriend, just like, Mac is his best friend.
Oh, yeah.
And constantly asks about him, like the whole thing. So he is waiting for me in Target on one of my 75 trips. I have to go there for different things for the ranch. And I come out, unbeknownst to Steve, hold on, I did buy Mac stuff. Hold on, wait. Talk amongst yourself. Okay, hold on.
Anyway, Steve had a great video that he sent me about Mac's NIL deal and his first one. It's going to be with McDonald's Big Mac. And then he cheers Mac with a Big Mac eating it. And I got very jealous because I haven't had a Big Mac in a while. And I would love that to be my kid's first NIL deal. This is where we'll pause and wait till the girl comes back.
Sorry. This took longer than I thought. Oh, Daisy, you're fine.
Are you okay?
I moved it. Wait, this is because, of course, I only shop at Target now.
Look, what's that?
It's not Louis Vuitton. It's a little onesie for him.
So cute.
This is his ranch wear. Ranch wear.
Oh my God, ranch wear. It's so ranchy.
And those ranch wear for the baby.
Come on.
So Steve made a video talking of which I didn't know that he was doing. And it's like just bitching about, not in a bad way, about how long I was in Target. And he's like, she's probably buying you stuff. And then I came out, I watched the video. I go, how did you know I was buying him stuff? He goes, because you always buy him stuff. And I was like, well, duh, he's my baby.
Who's your
baby? But yeah, the Big Mac. I go, oh my God, you drove, while I was in there, you drove to McDonald's, got a Big Mac and did a whole video. He goes, well, God, I could have drove to the McDonald's in Los Angeles. You were in there so long. Relax, Steve.
Well, I don't know if you know this because I'm hoping it's still Steve's hope that I hope you're getting paid by them. I hope this is still Steve's email address. We made Mac an email. And so Jarrett and I will write him emails and then we're going to give him the password when he's 18.
You have to explain what this is because I think it's the cutest thing.
Oh, well, so we just made him an email. And so like on the day he was born, we wrote him. And then on his 1 month, you know, we just send him random emails. Like if Jarrett's like, oh, I'm sitting here right now and you're with me. And like this, you just took
it's
a big dump
so
or
sweet.
Something like that. But Steve made this video for him on his 1 month birthday. So I forwarded it to Mac with Steve on it. And I said, Uncle Steve, 1 month, you know, birthday tribute to you. So I've got to find out if that's still Steve's email because I forwarded him the Mac address.
Oh my God, that's so cute. Yeah, we'll put it on there. Anyway, so he like loves, he can't get enough of Mac. And he'll like randomly be sitting there. He's like, I wonder what Mac's doing right now. I'm like,
sleeping.
Probably one of three things.
Cropping.
Sleeping, eating, or yeah, crying.
Okay,
so
you
good.
Had an experience on the ranch with one of your children.
So I'm not
Come
a mother
on.
To humans. I Yet. Am a mother to animals. And I know Aaron's gonna try to, which by the way, I'm happy to open up this conversation for another podcast because I would love everyone's input. So I'm in a place right now, this is not a tangent, this is just a quick like comment. 99% sure I don't want children. Mm. Aaron's convinced that I have to have one and she's going to try to convince me to do so, which I am open to all things. I've done one round of egg freezing. I need to do another. She mm-hmm. talks to me about it all the time. So as soon as the spirolactone's out of my system, never.
I don't think it
I need
matters.
To do another round. So anyways, I have animals as my children right now.
Yeah.
Had seven of these longhorn steers that I inherited when I bought the property. I love these things. Like when we go out and like we're touring around and like on this little like mule thing, like I can't wait to see them. I feed them apples. I get so excited. One day up here, like last week, we're driving on like the road and I came around the corner and one of the cows was on his side and knew right away that he was dead. And so then I started crying and then I started freaking out. Like I'm not good at estimating weight. It's a cow, like right. a massive cow.
So with horns, like, oh, right?
Shit. Yeah, these longhorn cattle. And I'm like, bears. I'm like, animals. Mm. Like, then I'm like, mountain lions. Like, all of these things are going to come. This is like National Geographic. This is a dead cow. Of course, there's going to be other animals.
I didn't think
now,
of that.
Now, the vultures are overhead. I'm like, oh my God. And my dad was coming to visit. And my dad's here now visiting, which, by the way, is a whole thing. Scott Thompson is brought his work boots. Oh he God. Even packed his own work gloves. He goes, oh, well, I wasn't going to wear some of yours. You got to have ones that are broken in.
Cute.
I was like, who packs their own work gloves? Yeah, he goes, your mom's really missing out. My mom wouldn't come because she didn't want to leave her flowers in Seattle. She goes, look, my flowers are only in bloom for 3 months out of a year in Seattle. She goes, Scott, I can't come.
Oh my God. Your mom's going to be so jealous when she realizes like just what a treasure that place is.
Oh my God. So she's like, oh, well, I'll come eventually. My dad goes, well, now you're not invited. This was a one-time invite. Yeah. So we're just sending her all these pictures and being like, oh, wish you were here. Anyways, sorry, Kath, enjoy your flowers. There's also flowers here, weirdo. Anywho, Scott's on fire here and there's like not a project he doesn't want to tackle.
Love
that
it.
Said, I'm like, I can't have my dad. So you and I are daddy's yeah. girls. Like my whole, you should have seen me. I was a psychopath, like mm-hmm. wanting to get everything perfect before he came. And not that like, this is a therapy conversation. My dad would be fine if I didn't do one thing before he came, but I just have this
of course.
You innate wanna, yeah. thing. I want my dad to be proud of me. I want my dad because he is, you know, been a hard worker. Like my mom and dad had my sister when they were 18. Like they've always just worked so hard, like their whole life on everything. And like, even, oh my God, you should have seen Steve and I before we picked up my dad at the airport. I go, oh, we got to go get the car washed. My dad will kill me if this car is dirty. I was like, we can't pick him up and have a dirty car because then this is the face he's going to let him make. And he'll, and then I'm thinking he's going to be like, did I not teach this kid anything? Yeah, but there was dust everywhere. I was like, so you should have seen Steve. He takes his t-shirt and he's like Windexing the like, what he goes, mm-hmm. he can't see the spots. He's going to know. Anyways, I love my dad. I want my dad's approval just because I want him to be proud mm-hmm. of me. Okay, we get it. So I'm like, there's a fucking dead cow here. Like, and now I'm crying about the cow.
Big ass cow.
So now we got to get a bulldozer. We got to bury the cow because we can't leave this cow out there. Well, and then there's like a whole other like sub story to this about you're supposed to save the like horns as like a tribute. And I'm like, I can't do all this. So there's all these different things. Thank God for Tony and thank God for Steve, because with Tony's dad's help, they knew what to do. I didn't participate. I just said a little prayer and was sad for the cow. So that was Wednesday. And
your
then,
boyfriend stood up to the play. Like he stood up and he dealt with it. And he called him. Jared and I FaceTimed him. He looked like he had been through hell and back. And he's like, I saw things. Nobody
goes, have
ever
you ever seen The Godfather? And I was like, oh, fuck, say no more. I don't want to know anything because I just want to like, yeah. Anyways, and then he killed a rattlesnake. He was so proud of himself. This guy's really earning his Girl Scout stripes over here. Boy Scout, you know, little vest that he's going to be wearing. But yeah, so it was sad, but it's also great. So many different projects, so many different things. The baby chicks are growing. I know you don't care about that. Yeah, you don't care about that. So many eggs. Oh my God, every day eggs. I'm like always surprised. I'm like, oh my God, look, there's another egg. It's like, that's what they do.
Do you even eat eggs? Like, will you have an egg in the morning?
Oh, Steve this morning made biscuits and scrambled eggs for my
Come
dad and I.
On.
Oh, yeah. This guy. He's Jared. I mean, literally. Yeah. I've been looking for a Jared my whole life and finally found one. Anyways, so yeah, ranch life is great. I only have a few more days of it because then we are back to life, back to reality. It is July 31st as we record this episode. And you and I are back at it. I have a game. Well, that preseason game. But we've been saying this for months. Punky Brewster, is that you? Also, look at all your own hair.
Oh, God. This is one thing.
You guys are just listening. Aaron's hair is like luscious locks.
No, it's not. It's about to be all fried off because of all the styling we're going to do. That's one thing. As much as I do love our job, can I tell you one thing I don't want to do? Dress up, pack, wear a ton of makeup.
Nope.
That's it.
Nope.
I love it.
Look at me.
In travel.
You think I want you to look this? I'm a boy. I'm a straight up boy.
So am I.
Stink. I don't Great. Do my hair. I just throw on a hat. And I put on makeup the other day because I actually had to be on like a real call for, I don't know, try to make money to pay for this ranch. I got off there and I was like, what is this paint by numbers I'm doing with my face? Like I look 100. I used to wear so much makeup. And even when I put it on now, I'm like, I feel like it makes me look older.
It makes
Does
everyone
anyone else
look
have that?
Older. All you girls that are wearing so much makeup, stop it.
Take it off.
Stop it. put
your
down.
Clothes on and
put
take off your makeup and the window. Put that down too while you're at it.
Here's the thing. I just like, can you imagine if we got to do a football game in just like a baseball hat, a t-shirt? Well, t-shirts.
Okay. Actually, it would be this. I wonder who we're talking about. Anywho, so.
Wonderwall.
Yeah. My God. Who sings that?
Oasis.
Oasis, oh, Kurt.
Thank you, Kurt. Kurt from left field. Kurt, our wonderful producer who's filling in for Ryan as a producer. And Kurt also has the unenviable task of putting these episodes together and editing out things.
And making the captions.
Where we'll text him later and be like, ooh, can you actually check that out? That might get us in trouble. So imagine the unedited version. Kurt knows where all the bodies are buried at this point. And the cow at this point. My God, what a time.
All right, girl.
But I love you.
Love you,
and
too.
And I'm so proud of you. You are a mom of a one-month-old baby. You're doing great. And he's just as cute as can be. And I just love him.
And you are killing rattlesnakes. You are getting the eggs in the morning. You are hanging the cow's head to save the horns.
No, my God.
You were really, even our boss, God love him, Eric Shanks, he's had a moment in Vegas. Yes, we were all overserved. But he goes, I am so proud of you, Carissa.
He did say that. And I was like, oh my God, thank you for saying that, Shanks. What? I can't wait to give him the update. Oh my God.
Put me on that text chain.
I will.
He'll write
back
2 weeks later, but that's fine.
He's busy. Go USA. I love you. Give Mac a kiss for me. And you guys, as we say every week, seriously, thank you for caring about our lives. Thank you for caring about our pregame, submitting questions. And please weigh in on two things I need help on. The window, the protocol on the window situation, putting that down in the morning. And also for all of you that want children or don't want children, I think this is an important conversation to
have. Yes. And all you massive Swiftie fans, help us get your girl to go on a date with Godfather. Speaking of Godfather, Travis Kelce. Come on, Taylor.
I feel like we're doing a petition to like get a law passed. We're like, we're collecting as many signatures as we can to encourage Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift as the next it couple.
Oh, yeah.
Anywho, love you guys. Love you, E. Bye, Kurt.
Bye, Kurt. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.